In Libya, inspectors from the United Nations Nuclear Monitoring Arm, the International Atomic Energy Agency, continue to examine Libya's nuclear weapons facilities. This after Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi agreed to inspections. Meanwhile, the Director General of the IAEA, Mohammed Al-Baradei, says he does not want the United States to send its own teams in to begin helping in dismantling Libya's nuclear weapons program. Joining us is Mark Wozdecki. He's the IAEA spokesman, and he's just back from Libya. Mr. Wozdecki, what have your inspectors found so far there?
Firstly, Alex, we've only visited a finite number of the sites that were of concern to us. Four of the key sites we visited, and we saw the remnants of a centrifuge and a uranium conversion program. So we're at the beginning of a process. They've been cooperative so far, but we've got a long way to go before we can draw a conclusion.
Did you think that they were going in a direction of weaponizing these nuclear materials?
Well, we really weren't in a position to know one way or another. We were in Libya, like in many countries, without the necessary authority to allow our inspectors to go anywhere beyond a single nuclear complex. So it's only this agreement that would give our inspectors the leeway and the necessary authority to really examine what's going on in a country so that we would be in a better position to know if there was anything prohibited taking place.
The United States says that it wants to send its own teams of inspectors into Libya. Your Director General, Mr. Al-Baradei, has said he doesn't need the help. But what would be wrong with having, you know, another team going around?
I believe that we've been told that on the nuclear file that we really do have the mandate and the responsibility to conduct that activity. On the other files, chemical, biological, and missile file, there isn't a particularly relevant international organization that can take on that work. And so in these areas, the United States and others may be sending their own teams.
The Associated Press quotes a senior administration official who is anonymous as saying, the IAEA is not looking far enough. There is intelligence that suggests there are 11 nuclear facilities, according to this official, in Libya, and the IAEA has only identified four of them. So there's a need for more inspectors to go in.
You know, we were there for 3 days with Dr. Al-Baradei, and in that time we only had the opportunity to visit four sites, but the Libyans were very clear to us that there were many more, as many as 11, and our inspectors are still there this week, and they'll be seeing every one of those sites, plus any others that we develop any concern about.
What are you going to do if the U.S., and I must say Britain has joined in this as well, if these two countries insist on sending their own nuclear inspection teams?
Well, you know, we work with these countries regularly, and we've normally been able to iron out any differences we might have. And ultimately, whatever conclusion we draw about the state of the nuclear program in Libya will be based on our own independent conclusion. At the same time, we're going to depend on our member states, including the United States and others, for any intelligence and information that they might have that can help facilitate our work.
Mark Wozdecki is a spokesman for the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN's nuclear arms monitoring body. Mark Wozdecki, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
My pleasure, Alex.